You've heard it before.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States.
And
we're going to win at our borders. We're going to build the wall. It's going to be a great wall.
That kind of language has worked its way down to the local level, and it's popping up right here in Utah.
People telling me I am against illegal immigrants. I'm sick of paying for the illegal immigrants.
Anata Ryan is from Brazil. She says this campaign has been incredibly painful for people of color. Ryan has been called a dirty Mexican and says she has friends who have been discriminated against or their immigration status called into question because they look Hispanic.
I'm having a very hard time with the way dehumanizing people. And that, for me, is a great big concern.
She says some friends have even told her they're thinking of leaving the U.S. because they're terrified and the immigrants aren't alone. Ryan is helping a Utah woman, Shauna Farnsworth, who's fostering six African refugee children. She says one of the teens has been fielding these kind of hateful questions at high school.
She told me that all the kids have come to her and asked her if she would be offended if they call her the N-word. I was so outraged.
She says attention like that is demeaning.
She told me, I just wish that people could see beyond my skin color for once.
But it isn't all bad. Danielle Stamos with the Catholic Community Services says the extra attention has some groups calling for compassion and extra help for refugee programs.
There was such an influx of support that we were almost overwhelmed at some point.
Farnsworth says she just wishes that compassion would make it into more national conversation.
Closing the borders, sending people home. That's a fear that those children have, that they're going to be sent home.
Brianna Bodily, KSL News Radio.